part of any training program is staying fit, healthy and well. So if you have any injury concerns, medical concerns or are carrying any injuries, we advise that you sit this one out and take a break. Hi everybody, welcome to the Cross Run Podcast. Today's podcast is hosted by me, Stu Clark, although occasionally I will be joined by guest motivational instructors who will aim to lead and coach you on your running journey. If you enjoy this podcast, it's really helpful if you can like, share and review the podcast. You can of course review the podcast on Apple platform, but you can also like and share on your social media networks, whether you listen to it on Spotify, Google, Podbean or Apple. You can also follow us on Instagram under the handle The Cross Run Podcast, where we aim to share useful hints, tips and advice about running, coaching and mentoring that will help you improve your running. If at any point during today's run, we refer to a blue bib, that's aimed at beginner runners or new to running. If at any point we reference a red bib, that's aimed at intermediate runners. And if at any point we reference a green bib, that's actually aimed at advanced runners or those people who are confident in their ability. Stand by for today's cross run in 3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Cross Run 50. My name's Stu. I'll be taking your session tonight. We're going to start this cross run, how we start every cross run. And that's with a steady 2-minute jog away from wherever you are now. So pick the legs up. Let's get moving. If you're listening on the podcast, you should have just shut the door behind you. If you're on the live with me right now, let's give this a good go tonight. We've got perfect conditions, dependent on where you are in the country. But where I am, beautiful evening, lovely weather. If you're listening on the podcast, hopefully you've chosen a decent time to get out there. Steady 2 minutes, of which you've got exactly 90 seconds left. So remember, if you've gone from zero to hero, and all you've done is roll off the sofa today to do cross run, and you've been sedentary all day, let's just take it easy on the warm up. Ease yourself in. Don't need to overdo it at this stage. If you're a regular cross runner, you should be more than aware that your time will come. 1 minute to go. Let's just quickly cover off some of the work we're going to do today. So for those of you that are perhaps new to cross run, maybe it's your first time, the most important thing is that you're running at the correct speed based on the session that we have planned. And the correct speeds are as follows. If I ask you to move at 60%, what I'm actually asking is for a recovery or a slow jog. Recovery or a slow jog. If I ask for 70%, that is comfortable and manageable, a cruising speed. 80%, well, then we're asking for uncomfortable but manageable. So you can achieve, but you're pushing. 90%, oh, we're moving up to uncomfortable and just on the cusp has been, let's say, unbearable, but you're going to push. And then maximum effort, well, you don't leave anything in the legs, you give it everything you've got. 10 seconds. I'm just going to ask you to lift the speed ever so slightly, and you're going to take me up to a superb 70% in 3, 2, 1. 70%, let's go. So take me up a level. Now, I've just had a little beep on my Garmin watch telling me that I've got +5 running performance conditions. And that basically means that I'm well recovered and I should have a great run. If you joined me last week, oh dear, I really struggled. But we all have days like that. And they're the days you've got to grit your teeth, fire up the knees, get through it, so that days like today, when they come around, you can really capitalize on having that stored energy. You've got 10 seconds. On my command, I'm going to ask you to drop me down to 60%. So you're going to drop me to 60 in 3, 2, 1, and drop me down. 60%,
ticking away for 30 seconds, nice and easy. I just said good morning to someone, even though it's the evening. It's always the way, thinking about my running. Ticking away, 15 seconds. We just want to warm the joints up. Get you in the right frame of mind. Just remind you that you're an athlete, a running legend, cross runners, there are no others. Stand by, 70% in 3, 2, 1. Time is on, let's go team. 70% up and away, comfortable and manageable. So we're here for the duration, 50 minutes of your life put into the pavement, the grass, the field, the track, the mountain, the hill, doesn't matter where you are in the world. 30 seconds to go, hold this speed, comfortable and manageable. I just want to give a big shout out to a couple of our podcast listeners. We've amassed an amazing group of people for some reason in the Ukraine and India. So big shout out to them. Thank you for your emails lately. 10 seconds to go. On my command, you're going to drop me down to 60% for 20 seconds. 3, 2, 1. 60%. Down we come. Hold that level. Now, what you'll notice today is that the 70% in the warm-up are a little bit longer than usual. And there's a reason for that. I'm linking the warm-up to the main part of the set. We're going to run slightly longer time base than we have done for the last few weeks. Still going to measure the speed and the intensity. On my command, 70% in 3, 70% 2, 1. Let's go, 70%. Now, if you're a regular cross runner, I'm going to ask you just to start thinking about your body position. I just want you to, one of the things that somebody mentioned to me really helped them is I want you to look about 15 to 20 yards ahead of you. That's 14 to 19 meters for those of you that are pernickety. And I just want you to see the feet just come into play in your peripheral vision. You don't want to see the laces. Just want to see that toe. Be aware of the toe in your peripheral vision. That's what we're looking for. On my command, you're going to give me your first 80% of the day. It's only a short one, but it is 80% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go then. 20 seconds, 80%. 80%. Keep it working. Welcome on board, whoever just joined. I heard a little ding dong in my ear. 10 seconds to go. Stay with me, team. Keep it working. Come on, we're going to slow it down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slow me back down to 60%. 20 seconds at 60%. Nice casual warm-up today. But like I said, we're linking it to the main part of the set. We will get there. On my command, you are going to take me back to 70%. Comfortable and manageable. 3, 2, 1. Time on. Just 30 seconds now. 30 seconds of comfortable, manageable movement. Running away, ticking away, legs in front of the other. Don't need to think about this level of running. You just need to let your legs swing through. The more you think about this at this stage, I think the more you're going to upset your rhythm. So just let one leg fall in front of the other. Try not to roll the shoulders. Try not to run in a zigzag, running straight. Ready for 80%. 80% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go, team. Just step me up to 80%. Now we're going to sit here. This is, remember, manageable but uncomfortable. Maybe not in the first 10 seconds. Maybe not in the first 20 if you're super fit, but it will get uncomfortable. We can push, especially at this stage of the session. 20 seconds, 80% effort level, remember, not speed, effort level. It's all about heart rate. Trying to build in fitness, anaerobic fitness, aerobic fitness, VO2 max, all those magic words. Stand by, 70% in 3, 2, 1. 70%, drop me down. Okay, take a big deep breath. Comfortable and manageable. We're not going to drop. We're not going to drop to 60. Instead, you're going to give me an 80 and a 90 in quick succession. Stand by for 80%. 3, 2, 1. Re-engage. Let's go. Now, it's not quite like the last 50-minute session when we were attacking. For 80%, you should still be in good control of your body. On my command, I want you to zip me up to 90% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 90%. Lift the knee through now. Stride out. You're working just off maximum. On my command, you will drop to a recovery. If you are a blue bib, drop to recovery now. Blues, drop to recovery now. If you are a red bib, drop to recovery now. Drop to recovery now, reds. If you are a green bib, you got 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Green bibs, drop me down. 60 seconds, all recovering together. Just going to make sure I don't get run over here because there's a car. Okay, team, well done. What we're going to do now, we're going to take a step back 2 to 3 sessions. We're going to work on 1 minute intervals between 60 and 80%. 60% is all about breathing, recovery, control. 80% is all about generating speed under duress. On my command, 20 seconds yet, on my command, I'm going to ask you to start a 60 to 70% effort, and we're going to focus on the infamous step count, which is a breathing control. So step counting, if you don't know what that is, I will introduce you in 3, 2, 1. So first of all, find 60 to 70% and just stay there, really comfortable. All I want you to focus on is counting on a 4-step rhythm. So come with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Keep that counting in your own head. Just counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Your own steps. Just sink into that rhythm. Now, there's a couple of things you're going to start thinking about here, whether it's subliminally, is that the right word, subconsciously or not. You're going to start thinking about the stride pattern. Are you striding evenly on both sides? I also want you to think, am I hitting the ground too hard? Am I stomping? You've got 5 seconds. On my command, you're going to take me up to 80%. 80%. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Glide up the speed. Now we're going to leave counting behind. All I want you to focus on is upright body, relaxed shoulders. So let the arms swing and driving the knee forward. So every single step, accelerate the knee from the back to the front. How does that make you feel? Should make you feel like the legs, the weight of your legs, pushing you through the run. 80% is the perfect speed and effort level for this drill. Relax the shoulders. Take them down from your ears. Just for the next set, forget about COVID. Forget about all the other malarkey. Focus on developing your athletic skill. 5 seconds. On my command, you're going to drop to 60% in 3, 60%, 2, 1, and drop. 60% step count. Re-engage the brain. 1, 2, 3, 4. 3, 4. Now, for some of the members that have a MyZone belt or a Garmin, any heart rate monitor, what I'm looking for here is not just a focus on the drill, but also a focus on a swing in the heart rate. if your heart rate doesn't recover down a zone, or at least down 10 to 12 beats per minute, you're probably moving too fast. So re-engage the brain, speed check, just focus on step count again. It's a bit laborious, but it is an important drill. And you will get bored of me talking about it. 5 seconds. You're gonna take me back to 80%. We're gonna focus on some similar things. 3, 2, 1, and up we go, 80%. Take the speed back up. Okay, you're gonna focus on relaxing the shoulders. Chest, chin, head, up. You hear me say that all the time. What we focus on now is flicking the heel up to the bum. Now, because we're moving fast, you're generating a good bit of speed. You flick the heel and you have to whip the foot through. Whip the foot through. Now, by flicking the heel up, you're generating that elastic band effect through the legs, powering forward. I know it's difficult and it's the complete opposite of what I'm explaining, but try not to think about the movement too much. Just think about flicking the heel. On my command, you're going back to 60% in 3, 2, 1. 60%. Re-engage the brain. Focus on step count, please. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Oh, I've just hit a big heel. It's a good time to sit back to 60%. Think about my technique. Relax the shoulders. Look ahead of me. Even if you're running at night time, whether you've got a torch or not, practice looking, the chin and the forehead, focusing on that 20 yards ahead. Not just the eyes. I don't want to see. You see a lot of people running, chin down, but eyes up. Top of the forehead stuff. We don't really want that. What we want is chin up, strong back, shoulders relaxed, running at ease. Stand by. We're going back to 80%. Different focus. 3, 2, 1. Time on. Let's go. Take me up the speed. Get me there first. Once you've got there, I want you to work on pumping the arms. Now, if you start pumping those arms in a straight line, not across the body. We don't want Russian twists in midair. We want you to pump the arms forward and back. I want you to imagine I've tied 2 elastic bands, one round your right elbow, one round your left elbow. And as you run, they're big elastic bands, I'm stood around about 10 yards behind you, holding those elastic bands. Every time you pump your arm forward, my elastic band draws it back into the back position, and then you pump it again. Keep that working. Pumping those arms. Uphill, downhill, flat, I don't care. Work the arms, 5 seconds. Ready for recovery at 80%. 3, drop into 60. 2, 1, and drop down, drop down, drop down. 60%. You know the drill, concentrate on step count. So what I'm trying to do, instead of just thinking about steps, you should be in that natural 1, 2, 3, 4 rhythm. I also want you to think about chest, head, and chin position. Are you lifting the chin too high? You're not a wolf howling at the moon. Equally, you're not so unconfident that your chin is poking down to the ground. Let's have a little bit of pride in our running. Lift your chest and your chin up. Look at where you're going. As you run past people, even if it's dark, acknowledge them. Acknowledge that you're the athlete that they want to become. You've got 10 seconds. You are going to give me one more 80%. Okay, this 80% is a bit of a freestyle. All I want you to give me is really fast legs. Really fast legs. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, 80%, let's go. Fast legs. I want you to really rip the legs through as quick as you can. Can you move them faster? Now, a smart cross runner will think about everything that we've already put into action. Fast knees, flicking the heels, stride out a little bit. Try and drive off that back leg so hard that it accelerates you forward. Fast legs, fast legs. That's the focus, 30 seconds. Don't overcomplicate it. We're just trying to generate leg speed, right? So let's generate leg speed. Faster, faster, faster. Go, go, go. 5 seconds. Ready for recovery. In 4, 3, 2, 1. Recovery, recovery, recovery. Okay. 60 to 70%. Calm me down. Turn the brain off. You've got no real focus for the next 90 seconds. You're just ticking over. We're just covering distance. Turn your brain off to the world. If you're running through the woods, if you're running down the street, just take in what's around you. Enjoy being outside. So many people haven't been able to. Even if you're in the middle of a city, just take it in. Just enjoy being out on a run for the minute without me barking orders at you. Just getting your legs moving. 60 to 70%. Oh, beautiful. Just running over the river. So steady, steady steps. Think about your body posture now. Start to turn that brain back on. You've got exactly 40 seconds. Okay, team. Let's get this show on the road. Really, really simple. We're going to celebrate some 1,500 meter runners and some 800 meter runners. Slightly longer than we've run the last few weeks. We've hit some 400s. Yeah, we did hit some 1 kilometer work with Mo Farah's times, but we've broke that down into individual compartments. What we're going to do today is a bit of tempo running. This element is not the fastest, but it will give you good distance and you're training your aerobic system, which is really important and we don't do enough of it. On my command, you're going to hit an 800 meter run. Sorry, no, a 1500 meter run, 1500 meters. We're going to celebrate Laura Muir. So the Scottish athlete, great track athlete, awesome story, really hard worker, superb athlete. We're going to run for 3 minutes and 55 seconds, and we're going to toggle between 70 and 90%. Stand by, 70%, 1500 meter run. 3, 2, 1. Time is on, team. Let's go. So just find your rhythm. Now, I just want you to get into race mindset. I've got to keep going. I cannot stop. My legs do not fail me, and I will not let my brain override that because I'm feeling lazy. Because you're not feeling lazy. We've done the worst part, which is get your trainers on. On my command, you're going to take me up to 80%. First one in 3, 2, 1. 80%, up we go, please. Okay, remember, it's manageable, but it's uncomfortable. Now, you're going to be working at this pace for about another 60 seconds. So you know what you've got in the legs. You know what you need to have in the legs. Hold it there. 30 seconds to go. Evening. Just stay with it. 40 of you, keep pushing. One big community. So tonight we've got people on from London, Kent, Hertfordshire. We've got a few Essex goers. Welcome on board. 10 seconds on my command. You're going to drop me to 70%, but no lower. In 3, 2, 1. 70%. Okay, you're only going to be here for 15 seconds on my command. You guessed it. We're going maximum 90%. 90% in 3, 2, 1. Legs on, legs on. Let's go. 90%. Stride out. Let's push the boat out now. Now, it might not be a maximum. It might not be as furious as we've worked the last few weeks, but we're always building the pressure through this 1500 meter run. Stay with it, team. 5 seconds. 70% on my command. 4, 3, 2, 1. 70%. Ease it down. Okay. The pressure's going to keep building. Woo. 10 seconds on my command. We're going back to 90%. I bet I caught some of you out there. I bet you thought we were going to 80. No chance. 90% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go, team. 90%, 90%. Turn those legs on. Come on. So we're not quite emptying the tank, but we're working darn hard. Come on, let's go, let's go. Keep the work rate up. You've got 10 seconds to go, team. 10 seconds to go. You're going to drop me to 70. Stay on it. 3, 70%, 2, 1, 70, down we come. Just easy, ticking away, comfortable and manageable. It is not recovery, not recovery. Now remember, because we're working effort level, blues, you've got no excuses here. Okay, team, we're gonna finish on an 80%, 80%. 3, 2, 1, 20 seconds, let's go. 80% for 20 seconds. Hold that level. Remember, manageable but uncomfortable. It should be really easy to find that sweet spot with the running, the running that you've just done. 3, 2, 1. Recovery, recovery, recovery. 60 seconds recovery. Well done. Now, blue bibs, that might look like a walk for you. Come on, blues, you know the drill. There's no such thing as a blue beginner. If you're up, you're out, you're running, you're a cross runner. End of discussion. You're not a beginner, you're past that phase, even if it's your first session. Red bibs. Let's say today there's no such thing as a red. You're all green because it's about effort level, determination, nothing to do with the speed of your running. 30 seconds to go. Ticking over. If you're a blue bib, I'd like you just to consider to start running again, just into your jog at recovery. Okay, team. From Laura Muir, we're going to drop to an 800 meter run. To a guy called Elliot Gates, who this year, sorry, 2020, last year, broke the British record for 800 metres, which stood for ages. I think it was Seb Coe, Seb Coe's old record. 800 metres, 1 minute 44. Now, this is going to come a little bit thick and fast. Ears on, legs alive. 3, going straight to 80%. 2, 1, let's go, let's go, let's go. 1 minute 44 seconds, 80% is our starter. You should have attacked this straight from the off. 80%, you're out of the blocks. This young lad, Elliot Gates, is a hell of an athlete. If he stays injury-free, he is going somewhere. Remember that name, because I think in 5 years' time, it could be somebody we're celebrating at the Olympics. 4 years' time, maybe, actually, because of COVID. Keep working. You've got 15 seconds. 15 seconds. I'm going to ask you to take me to maximum, the first maximum of the day. 3, 2, 1, maximum, go, go, go. Come on, let's go. Straight up to that top end, maximum effort. Fire the legs up, everything you've got. 5 more seconds, you're gonna drop me to a quick 70%. 70% in 3, 2, 1. Bring me down the speed, bring me down. Bring me down the effort. Take a few big deep breaths. We're going straight back to 80% in 3, 2, 1. 80%, legs alive. Keep it going, team. So we're not quite working fartlek sessions here, but we're working hard, pushing you over that sort of maximum effort hump before giving you recovery. But the 80% is the effort. Ready for maximum. Maximum in 3, 2, 1. Go, go, go. Sprint on. Stride out. Power those legs up. 5 seconds. 4. Ready for recovery. 2, 1. Recovery. 60 seconds. Now, of course, blues, you may walk. Oh, that got me, that one. Keep it moving. All continuous. Join the chain together. Join the every setup. Now, reds and blur greens, reds and greens. If you're on your aerobic recovery set here, the 60%. Maybe what more is more suitable for you is 60 to 70%. But I do want to see a drop of heart rate. Take it from me. I know some of you think different, but you cannot maintain the level of performance I'm truly asking for if you don't let the heart rate recover. If it means you have to walk for 10 seconds, darn well walk for 10 seconds. It's all about allowing the heart rate to come back so that you can push it to the next level. Stand by, back to 1500 meters. We're going to celebrate Kelly Holmes, the one and only. 3, 2, 80%, one, and time is on. Straight to 80%. Let's go, team. I'm running through the field and there's a lot of rabbits in my headlights, literally. So 80%, stay with it. Don't veer off course now. I want you to stay mindful of the effort level I'm asking for. Tell you what, the ground underfoot is lovely on this field. Solid enough to put some traction down. I can feel it. Spring and summer is on its way. 10 seconds. I'm going to ask you to zip me up to 90%. 3, 90%. 2, 1. Let's go, team. 90%. Up it goes. Fire away. Keep working, keep working. Come on. Stay with it, team. 90%. On my command, you're going to drop me to 70, but you've got 10 seconds to go. Wait for it. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. 70%. 70%. Now, this is a 1500 meter set. And we are celebrating the one and only Dame Kelly Holmes. Now, I've got those a long time ago, but I've watched this race back over and over. That celebration finished, for those of you old enough to remember. Hands in the air. She cannot believe that she's won the 1500 metres. Such an exhausting run. Stand by. On my command, you're going to put 90% effort level in. 90% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go, team. Calmly take me up to 90%. Very unassuming. Now you can afford to let the rhythm take over. Put some aggression into the running. Hold 90%. Keep working. You're exactly, or just over, halfway through this 1500 meters. Stay with it. Get your teeth into it. Come on. On my command, you will drop me to 70% in 3, 2, 1. 70%, 70%. I can't let you drop any lower than that. Keeping the pressure on here. Stay with 70. I really want, by the way, if you feel like CrossRun's benefiting you, I'd love a little testimonial, how it's helped you mentally, physically. Drop me a message. Let me know. I'll keep them anonymous if we use those. If you're a podcast listener, you can email me on stuart.clark@bemilitaryfit.com. I'd love to know how you're getting on. Okay, we're into the last minute. We're going to build the attack to the end. This takes guts and glory. From 70% straight up to 80% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go, 80%. So you've got exactly 50 seconds of running left. Wait for it, because at some point, I'm going to ask you to attack the ground. We're going to give it that rallying call. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Attack, attack, attack. You're just coming round the bend for Olympic glory. And the only thing that really matters, don't persuade yourself that your legs can't do it. This last 10 seconds from now means everything to you. This is the difference maker between you being a great athlete and an average athlete. 3, 2, 1, and we're recovering, recovering. Great work, everybody. Well done. Now, listen, I'm not going to settle for you being good athletes, and neither are you. You are going to push and push and push until you are great. Now, the difference today is that we're using 70% and 80% tempo running to really maximize the 90% and the 100% efforts for shorter periods. Okay, team, we're going back to 800 meters, an olden goldie, good old Sebastian Coe. And I know that Jamie from St. Albans will be guessing the athletes I'm using. I bet he guessed that one right. 1 minute, 42 seconds. An amazing time. Stand by, on my command. We're going to start this run at 90%. We are going to burst out of the blocks for 20 seconds before we bring it back to a sensible level. In three, two, 90%, one. Let's go, team. Let's go. Come on. Keep with it. Only 20 seconds of your day at 90%. It's almost full throttle. Commitment is what we're looking for. 10 seconds on my command. You're going to drop me back to 70% for a short period. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 70%. 70%. So what I've scheduled here is a little bit of fartlek running. The other sets have been a bit more controlled and regiment, but this is fartlek running. You've got 5 seconds. You're going to take me back to 90%. 90% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go, team. Come on. 90%. There's no getting... It's not 79%, not 89%, not 100. 90% effort level. If you don't wear a heart rate monitor, don't worry. Just turn your brain on and think, could I push harder? Am I just running under that maximum? 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 70%, 70%. Okay, 15 seconds at 70%. And you're going to finish. That's the hard work done, right? You're going to finish me at 80% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 80%. Manageable, but certainly uncomfortable. Come on, team. 14 seconds to go. Okay, by no means should this bit be easy. Should still be a challenge. 4 seconds. Ready for recovery in 3, in 2, in 1. Recovery. 60 seconds at 60 to 70%. You choose the speed. I'm giving you a little bit of a decision to make. 60 to 70%. Okay, team, we are going back. We've got one more 1500 meters and one more 800 meters. Now, I've chosen the Laura Muir 1500 meters because of the way that she runs. She runs aggressive, everything left out on the track. Whether she wins or loses, she finishes that race exhausted. Not always a smart way of running, but that's how we're going to attack this 1500 meters. So we're not going to go quietly into the night if you're on the live or if you're listening in the nighttime. We are going to put every ounce of energy into the first 60 seconds of this attack. Stand by, team. Let's see what you're made of. Prove something to yourself in 3, 2, 90%, 1. Let's go, 90%. Turn the legs on. You should be at speed. Get up there now. Ooh, bit of uneven ground mud. Oh, there goes the new trainers. It is cross run after all. I shouldn't complain. Keep working. Come on. Your first minute is a sustained effort at 90%. It's perfectly okay to drop off. It is acceptable to feel the speed gliding away from you. It's not acceptable to put less than 90% effort in. I want you to tell yourself that, because if you've come out today, you want to achieve something. It's not just about running around the town for a nice little jog. 5 seconds, you're going to drop me to 70% in 3, 2, 1. 70%. Okay, good news. You got 70% for 60 seconds. Not quite recovery, but we've attacked the front of the race. And our tactic now is to allow people to work up to the back of us. We're trying to take the legs. of all the other athletes. I'm back on the road. So you're going to get a bit of low road noise. But it is a real life cross run. 30 seconds, 70%. Stay with it. Hold that level, please. Don't give up now. You've committed to it this far. Turn those legs on. On my command, some of you have probably already guessed it, you're going to give me another 1 minute at full attack mode. 90%, 5 seconds. We're going to try and pull away from the rest of the field and test the better athletes. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Time on. Push, push, push. So what we're doing here is leaving behind the lesser athletes, the ones that have chosen to give up, mentally fragile. We're taking along those athletes that are going to help us through the last phase of the race. It's a different way of running. 30 seconds to go, but we're trying to get in the heads of our competitors and run them down. 30 seconds to go. Stay at 90. Listen, it is perfectly acceptable to slow down. You know that. But don't give up on yourself here. Do not tell yourself walking is acceptable at this stage. Your rest time will come. Earn the right to take recovery. I will tell you when you've earned that. You won't tell yourself. Ready for recovery at 70%. 3, 2, 1. Woo, 70%, 70%. So comfortable and manageable. It might take a couple of seconds. I'm saying that because it's taking me a couple of seconds just to get the breathing back in rhythm. But we are still jogging. Even if it's slow, even if you've had to come right off the gas to recharge the lungs. Greens, though, I wouldn't expect you to dip anything below 70% here. 30 seconds. On my command, you're just going to turn the legs back on, finish it at a 90 maximum effort, anything between 90 and maximum in 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. Whip those legs back up into a frenzy. Come on, come on, come on. Attack, attack, attack. Stay with it. Hold that level. You've got exactly 5 seconds to go. Ready for recovery in 3, 2, 1. 60% recovery. Time on. Well done, everybody. Okay, great news. That's the end of your 1,500 meters. 3 of them done. Excellent work. 60% ticking over. If you're a blue, you might need to walk. But I'll tell you what, blues, if you've come out of the house today thinking, I am determined to run this session, just give me a light jog. Red, same for you. Just get into that little crunch time. 41 minutes in, where the world starts to feel a bit heavy-legged. You start to doubt your ability. I don't doubt you for 1 second. And as our BMF members quite often know, if you walk, I will know. I will know. I can feel, I can sense it. Okay, stand by. Finishing with 800 meters, the legend that is Seb Coe. Just listen, attack when necessary, recover when given. You're going to start me off at 80%, 80% in 3, 2, 1. 1 minute, 44 seconds, 80% time on. Let's work, team. Okay, I want you to just imagine you've done your warm-up for your race. You've already flown out of the blocks, crowd cheering, your brain's just engaged and you've realised what you're running for. Now, I don't care whether you're running for fat burn, for fitness, for recovery, running because your mate wants to run with you, running because you just need some headspace because the kids are driving you bloody nuts. Use whatever that is. Hold 80% for the next 10 seconds because on my command, you're going to let loose and give me 30 seconds maximum. Are you ready? 3, maximum effort, 2, 1. Bang, time on, let's go. Really push the boat out here. Get rid of all of the anger and the frustration locked up inside. Push it through the pavement. Bang, bang, bang. If you're not an angry and aggressive person, I would challenge you Keep going. Come on. Oh, that's a big hill. Come on, Stuart. Up we go. 5 seconds. You're going to drop me to 70% in 3, 2, 1. Down we come. 70%. Okay, so it's not technically a full recovery, but you're going to get your life in order. Take a couple of big deep breaths. Chest up, chin up, run proud. Don't let yourself down here. I'm going to finish on a hill run. I've just turned back on myself. On my command, I'd like you to take me to 80% in 3, 2, 1. 80%. Up we go. Just stay there. Stay there. You're going to finish on a cool maximum effort for 10 seconds, which is a home straight sprint in 3, 2, 1. Maximum effort. Let's go, let's go, let's go. 10, 9, come on, 8. Big finish. 7, 6, 5. Almost done. 4, 3, 2, 1. Recovery mode. Well done. Recovery mode. Ticking over. Let the legs come back to you. Nice and easy. Gliding away. Well done. Okay, team. So we're going to finish on everybody's favorite terrible twos. Thank you. Everybody's favorite terrible twos. So we've done some progressive and some transitional running, focusing on some sensible speeds today. I guarantee some of you will have hit a really good distance today, but let's see if we can cap that off with an absolutely brilliant double terrible two. Terrible twos are exactly as they sound. You're going to hit 2 minutes really hard, then you get short recovery, another 2 minutes, and then we're done. 5 minutes of your life, I want you to give that to me. Hand me the keys to your legs. Stand by. 3. I want you to start at 80%. 2. 80%. 1. Terrible 2. Time on. 80%. Let's go. Okay, from here, from 80%, it's only going to get harder. We're going to keep pushing you. Take you to that point that you didn't know you could go to. But listen, it's a choice. You've got to want to come to that level. You've got two choices. You can either tell your legs physically, say it out loud, do better, run faster, push harder, no lactic acid. Or you can turn the brain off and just let the body take you. They're your only two options. On my command, you will step me up to 90%. So it's just below maximum effort. Heart rate on fire here. 3, 2, 1. 90%. Let's go. This hill was a bad idea for terrible twos. Oh. Keep pushing. On my command, big effort. You're going to attack and put everything you've got into the final 40 seconds. You've got 15 seconds. Hold 90%. Come on, Blues. You've got this. Blues, it's nothing to do with speed. It's got everything to do with the reason you walked out the front door. And that's because you want to achieve something and know that you've worked hard. Maximum effort in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Big maximum effort. Come on. Fire those legs up. Pushing to the end. I promise I'll give you recovery, but you've got to get there. 20 seconds to go. Oh dear. Pushing the boat out today. Work rate up. Come on, come on, come on. 15 seconds. Keep pushing. 10 seconds to go. Oh, it feels like a long 10. You've got to stay with it. Do not give up. 3, 2, 1. Full recovery. Full recovery. 1 minute. Oh dear. Oh, I've had to stop. Okay, back into a jog. Come on, Stu. Everybody else is giving it their best. Drag me along with you. Okay, you've got 60 seconds out and out recovery. Green, red or blue. I don't care if it looks like a walk because you know what's coming, okay? You've got one more terrible two in the tank. I know it. I can feel it. Oh, dear, it's very cheesy today. But hopefully you can take something from it. Ultimately, what comes next is you telling yourself, I've got this in the bag. It is 2 minutes of my day. 15 seconds. Take a big deep breath. I'm now running down that hill. I've reached the top. 5 seconds. This is going to be a bit more progressive. You're going to start at 70% in 3, 2, 1. 70%. 15 seconds. Now, if you really push the terrible two, you should need this extra 15 seconds. On my command, you're going to take me to 80% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Oh, I just suddenly felt the legs telling me they're a bit heavy. I just asked for that next kick up a level and they've said, I'm not so sure about this one, Stu. That's where you've got to tell them that you're in control. They do not own the right to make you go slower. You are in charge. Stand by. On my command, you will take me up to 90%. No arguing, no second guessing. Don't be that person that says, I'll go up 5 seconds later. No, go up in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Up a level, 90%. Now we're moving. We're running with conviction, asserting our athletic prowess on the world. More importantly, you're pushing yourself to VO2 max improvement stage. I definitely think my VO2 max is going up today. On my command, maximum effort finish. Are you ready? Rhetorical question. 3, 2, 1. Go maximum. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, I'm definitely getting too old for this. Come on, let's push. Let's push. We all feel like that sometimes. Go to the next level. If you're a green or a red, I want you to push me beyond where you're running right now. Don't hold anything back. Leave it all under the feet. 5 seconds. We're all going to finish at the same time. 4, 3, 2, 1. And recovery walk. Just slow yourself down gently. Stand up straight, please. And put your hands on your head. Stand up straight. Just focus on your breathing for the next 10 seconds. I've run over slightly. I didn't plan the session very well, but I want to get the work done, not just focus on squeezing everything in to 49 minutes and 59 seconds. Okay, team, smashing work so far. So far. We're going to finish with a team warm down because I love that the fact that we all finish together. We start at the same time, we finish at the same time. 45 seconds of a very slow recovery jog. 3, 2, 1, and time is on. If you're listening on the podcast, it's really important that you stick around for this part of the warm down. Also, listen to the end part of the podcast. If you can help me out by commenting and reviewing, leaving us 5 stars on the Apple podcast platform, I'd really appreciate that. It makes a massive difference. We were actually rated the 99th, doesn't sound a lot, but the 99th top performing fitness podcast in the UK. Actually, I think it might be Europe. I'll have to check back. But definitely the UK, which doesn't sound great. But I've done no advertising, spent no money, no marketing. So thank you to everybody that uses the podcast and listens. Just glide me down to a walk. Take a big deep breath in and out. Right arm up in the air. Pat yourself on the back. Cross run 50, 800 and 1500 meters. Absolutely done.
Great work today, everybody. Remember, half the battle is putting the trainers on and stepping out of the front door. We can't wait to see you next time. Remember to like and share our podcast so you keep up to date with all of our most recent episodes. See you next week.